In Electronics Weekly, Digikeda / CAD models, Pasternak coaxial lightning arresters, and more. Digikeda / CAD models. DigiKey now provides access to UltraLibrarian symbols, footprints and 3D step models. UltraLibrarian has models in over 28 and CAD formats to cover the majority of PCB design tools in use, including Altium, Eagle, KiCad, or CAD and PADS. Models are created with UltraLibrarian desktop software, which uses a combination of templates, PDF extraction and verification algorithms to capture necessary component information. To ensure adherence to IPC and other standards, models undergo more than 30 verification checks. Many models also are verified by their respective device manufacturer. For more information, visit DigiKey's website. Maxim Audio Power Amplifiers. Maxim introduced Max 98357 and Max 98358 digital input Class C audio power amplifiers, which provide 3.2 watts of Class AB audio performance. The Max 98357 pulse code modulation, PCM, and Max 98358 pulse density modulation, PDM, plug-and-play speaker amplifiers shrink overall device size by reducing the number of required components compared to typical analog amplifier designs. To simplify design, the plug-and-play functionality only requires users to connect a single power supply and feed the bit clock and left-right clock of both the Max 98357 and Max 98358, without needing a master clock. The amplifiers also auto-configure for up to 35 clocking configurations and 128 digital audio formats. Additional technical specifications are available on Maxim's website. Microchip qualification of non-volatile memory. Microchip and Silicon Storage Technology, SST, announced the qualification and availability of SST's embedded superflash non-volatile memory on UMC's 40nm CMOS platform. The 40nm process features a 20% reduction in embedded flash cell size and a 20-30% reduction in macro area over its 55nm process. Ideal for edge computing and Internet of Things, IoT, devices, SST embedded superflash technology features power benefits that derive from low power standby and read operations, with core supply as low as 0.81 volts. Superflash also secures applications with code maintained on chip, which is the first step in preventing illegal access through hardware and software attacks. For more information, visit SST's website. Pasternak coaxial lightning arresters and surge protectors. Pasternak launched 46 coaxial lightning arresters and surge protectors designed to guard communications equipment from power surges and indirect lightning strikes. The surge protectors are available with 7/16 in, Type N and 4.3 to 10 connectors, and feature VSWR as low as 1.1 to 1, max power as high as 2 kW, multi-strike capability and low insertion loss. Additionally, these models support a frequency range of DC to 6 GHz and RCE and RO HS compliant. Most of the surge protectors are IP67 rated for outdoor use, and some models offer low PIM performance. Furthermore, the devices are available with bracket mounting options and versatile bulkhead designs. Information concerning pricing and availability can be found on Pasternak's website. RS Components Chassis Mount SMPS Series. RS Components released a series of more than 80 chassis mount, switched mode power supplies, SMPS. The SMPS range covers power ratings from 15 watts to 1000 watts and a choice of fixed, single DC output at 5 volts, 12 volts, 24 volts, 36 volts or 48 volts. The outputs are regulated within plus or minus 10%, with ripple and noise as low as 120 mVPP at 12 volts. Featuring lightweight and compact construction, size and weight are pared down in enclosed or open frame configurations to 99mm × 82mm × 30mm and 0.23 kg for the 35W models. The 150W models are 159mm × 97mm × 30mm and 0.48 kg. For more information, visit RS Components website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.